Well, hello again, and welcome back to Thursdays Through Ruth. And last week, Andrew was telling us about Boaz, and Boaz is the man who owns the fields that Ruth was gleaning in. And he also discussed with the devotion that about the godly nature of Boaz and the kindness that Boaz displayed toward Ruth. And for this session, we're going to move on in the book of Ruth, going to chapter 3, and we're going to continue to talk about Boaz, but now the narrative changes from Boaz and his kindness to his role as kinsman. And the author of Ruth does a really great job of building suspense in the story. First off, we find that in Ruth chapter 2, verse 1, that Boaz is first introduced, where it says, "And Naomi had a kinsman of her husband's, a mighty man of wealth, of the family of Elimelech, and his name was Boaz." Now in this verse, the author inserts the fact that Naomi has a rich relative in the area, but the details of Boaz, a kinsman to Naomi, will come out later. And in chapter 2, it tells us that Ruth has worked all day, and in the evening, when she returns home to Naomi, Ruth tells Naomi where she has been gleaning, whose field was that she was in. And it just happens that it was Boaz's field that she was in, the relative of Naomi's deceased husband, Elimelech, the wealthy guy from verse 1, who was related to Elimelech, is where Ruth just happened to fall into that field to do the gleaning. And Naomi then informs Ruth that Boaz is more than a relative, he's a kinsman, or in the Hebrew, Gael. Boaz is their kinsman redeemer. Ruth chapter 2 and verse 20 tells us, "And Naomi said unto her daughter-in-law, Blessed be he of the Lord who hath not left off his kindness, hesed." And if you remember, we've covered that previously. And that was the kindness that was shown by members of this story to one another. "Has not left off his kindness to the living and to the dead. And Naomi said unto her, The man is near of kin unto us, one of our next kinsmen." Now remember, when Naomi returned to Israel, she had changed her name from Naomi to Mara, meaning bitter, because the Lord, as she said, had dealt very bitterly with her. Now we see that Naomi is pronouncing blessings on Boaz from the Lord and acknowledging the Lord's kindness, or again the word chesed, to her. As we move into chapter 3, we'll see the importance of Boaz as their kinsman redeemer. Starting off in Ruth chapter 3, verse 1, "Naomi, her mother-in-law, said unto her, My daughter, shall I not seek rest for thee, that it may be well with thee?" So now we see Naomi's pleasantness has been restored from her bitterness as she sees that there is hope in her future because of this kinsman redeemer. She's now concerned about Ruth's future. She desires Ruth to have security, a place of rest, and basically that means she's looking for her to have a home. But Boaz hasn't shown much interest in marriage with Ruth up to this time, so Naomi devises a plan to determine if Boaz will marry Ruth. Naomi's plan? Turn to Ruth chapter 3, and verse 3. "Wash thyself therefore, and anoint thee, and put thy raiment upon thee." So Ruth is to dress differently. And so we have a picture here that shows these two forms of dress. And what we have is one that's a workaday kind of clothing. But in addition to that, there's something about that clothing that indicated, as you see on the picture, yes, Ruth is going to be working, but it also indicates that she's been mourning. She's still in mourning for her lost husband, Mahlon. But Boaz is a godly, righteous man, And he does not approach Ruth while she's still in mourning. And so when Naomi tells Ruth to change her clothing, you can see that the purpose of that is to let Boaz understand the mourning period is over, that Naomi is not going to be angry at Ruth for having taken off the mourning clothes. It was Naomi's idea. And you see the better dressing that Ruth would be wearing in that picture. So as this continues, Boaz is aware also that there's a kinsman nearer to Naomi than himself. And that's in Ruth chapter 3, verses 12 through 13. And now it is true that I am thy near kinsman, albeit there's a kinsman nearer than I. If he will perform unto thee the work, the part of a kinsman, well, let him do the kinsman's part. But if he will not do the part of the kinsman to thee, then will I do the part of the kinsman to thee as the Lord liveth. So Boaz is determined he will fill the role of Gael, the kinsman redeemer role. But he'll only do it if it's God's will and done in God's way. And Boaz knew that if it was really God's will to do this, that it would have to be done in an orderly and in a proper way. So Boaz's actions here illustrate the incredible kindness has said of his character. Boaz is willing to go to great lengths to redeem Ruth. In fact, he's willing to swear an oath to Jehovah that he would carry through with the promise he has made. Even though Ruth approached Boaz, now remember what she has to offer, very little. And she comes empty-handed, and she's fearful, and she's humble. But Boaz treats her with kindness. Disgraced by her position and despised for her ethnicity, Ruth appears to have little to offer. Yet despite these factors, Boaz is determined to fill his role as kinsman redeemer. Ruth's family has turned their backs on the Lord, but the Lord turns his face toward Ruth and reveals himself to her through Boaz. If you look at Ruth chapter 2, verse 12, the Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust. This is Boaz speaking. And now Boaz has become the instrument that God will use to fulfill his own blessing to Ruth. Boaz is willing to redeem the line of Elimelech. And I'm going to stop there, creating the same tension that the author did when he just introduced the name of Boaz but didn't tell any more about the kinsman relationship. And so what we're going to do is leave this open. Next week, come back. Andrew's going to tell you if Boaz will complete his work as Gael. Thank you, and come back again for Andrew.